He's a grown man, all right, but he didn't turn out like I'd hoped. I reckon I was always too busy when it counted. Devin tossed a pebble at the fire, lost for a moment in thought. When kids grow up without a firm hand or without a mother to care for them, they sometimes go sour. Pharaoh did. He's in a Kansas jail right now. Been in and out of them more times than I care to count.
Sorry, Marshal, Franklin said.
Devin went back to his thoughts. Franklin Dean watched the fire a while. There was emotion in his voice when he spoke again. And Doriana is a fine young girl. No finer daughter could a man ever hope for, Marshal. Emotion got the better of him, and he left the campsite in a hurry.
Think we'll find this kid, Marshal?
Stanley Hedstrom asked. Walt Devin nodded his head.
We'll find her if she is indeed with Neville Halliday.
You don't think she is?
Devin looked at him sharply.
I didn't say that, Deputy. She is as likely to be with Halliday as she isn't, but so far I've seen no sign of it.
He seems pretty certain.
He sees it through the eyes of a father that has just lost a wife and a son.
That, Deputy, is a man desperate not to lose any more than he already has.
Hedstrom went for more coffee, and Devin returned to his thoughts, but they were more troubled than before. That always happened when he reflected on his son and the woman who bore him only to die 7 years later. But that was many years ago. Time worked its salve into Walter Devin's wounds. He glanced out into the darkness where Franklin Dean had disappeared. Franklin's wounds had only just begun to ache.